Yep, you gotta do what you gotta do. That's for sure, Ben. Yeah, I get, as soon as I saw that, we started hunting different locations. We live one block over to the west from where I'm at right now. We were renting there. I knew there was no HOA area in this area section, so we went up to the sales office there, and they showed us this house, and that was it. There was, I didn't even have to ask about HOA, and I knew there wasn't any here. The funny thing is, one block over, you can't even shake your rug out front, you get in trouble. Leave your garage door open, you get in trouble. But right here where I'm at, I can do pretty much anything I want as long as it's city legal. And back then, they didn't even have the rules. When I put up my tower, I have to stay on my property if it falls over. That was a county thing back then, so I got grandfathered in. So lucked out pretty good on everything, so I was able to pretty much do what I want to here, and I try to keep it halfway nice and neat, and so that when the grandsons come over and run around the backyard, they don't hang themselves. Go ahead. I'll probably be out here. I'm usually right around today I'm on 307, sometimes I'm on 304, sometimes I'm up a little bit higher, but I'm usually right in this area trying to leave the POTA guys alone, so please come on back, Ben, and we'll shoot the breeze with you again. K1, Kilo 1, Alpha Lima Radio, Whiskey 0, Charlie, Juliet, Victor. Take care, Ben. VH7, Romeo Whiskey, is that what it was? Well, you're good 5-5 there. Good 5-5 into Fort Collins, Colorado. About 60 miles north of Denver. And like I say, you're sounding good. The name here is Gary, Golf Alpha Radio Yankee. Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Whiskey, Whiskey 0, Charlie, Juliet, Victor. Oh, very, very good, Ray. Like I said, the band's thinking about dropping out. You went from a 5-5, 5-7, all the way down to about a 5-1. But I'm hearing everything you're saying, though. Band's just all over the place. Go ahead. You're 5-5 that time around. It's just kind of strange. My beam's kind of stuck in the eastern direction. I don't know exactly where it's at. We had a severe windstorm about a month ago, and I'm still fixing everything from it. I haven't got to the beam yet. Go ahead. I hear you on that 100%. Pretty much the same way I was. The wife said no more, and I don't want my son doing it. I don't want my grandsons doing it. So I went and bought myself a changed everything around here, moved the tower away from the house, put a hazer on it, and I can lower it down, raise it up. It's only up 40 feet, but it does just great what I need to do. So that's the way I do it now. And like I said, it takes me maybe an hour to bring it down, maybe 2 hours to get everything tightened again and into place. So it takes a little bit of time, but not too bad. At least I don't have to climb it. I'm the same way you are. I'm scared to death somebody's going to fall. Go ahead. Okay, very, very good, Ray. Yeah, I just brushed up a logging program, too, and just saw that, too, in April and July there. And we're doing it about every year. So nice to run into you again and say hello to you and go from there. I'm in a two-story house. It's 13 steps up to the main floor and another 14 steps up to the top level, so the second story. And I've had both knees replaced, so I know all about climbing stairs and all that. I think the wife and I would have, if we had to redo it again, it'd probably be a ranch style. We'd definitely go for it. And we figured when we can't get up the stairs anymore, we'll buy an elevator or put the stair climber in, one and two. So we're doing pretty good. She's doing good, and I'm doing good now since I had that done. So it works out pretty good. So. Not too bad, but glad to run into you again and say hello to you. And like I said, we're sitting at right at 5,000 feet elevation is where we're at in Fort Collins here. And I'm sitting right on top of the hill. And pretty much I climb my tower. I can look out over everywhere. No problem at all. I can see WWV out there in the distance blinking at me and everything else. So we're kind of on the top hill of the city here, but we call it the Iron Mountain, the Iron Hill, because a telephone service is kind of hit and miss. You got to hold the phone in just the right spot to be able to talk to somebody across town there. Go ahead. I use them all. I use 10, 15, and 20 mostly, and I do have a dipole up for 40 and 80, and I don't get on them too much at all, but I do 10 meter a lot. I love 10 meter, so I'm down there quite a bit, but yeah, I was the same way you are. It's been that way. It's been extremely quiet on 10, hardly anything at all. Once in a while, you hear a Mexico or South America station coming in, but about it. It's been extremely quiet. Even here on 20 meter, seemed like it's open in just certain places. Like I was telling the other gentleman, I worked the whole eastern coast one afternoon just for the fun of it. I do that quite often just to see if I can do it. And right now I'm lucky if I get one state or two states, and that's about it. It just seems like it's just hit and miss. Go ahead.